Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in tonight to the last show of the 80s Sports Show, where sports, faith, and life come together. That's exactly what this show has been about all the time. Whether you know it or not, this show has been an act of faith. See how far God can take me, see how far God can take the show. And Earl Nightingale once said, never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyways. Maybe you have a dream and you just feel like giving up on it. I want to encourage you not to give up. There's what we call in this life the grind. You got to work for whatever you get. It does take time and it does take patience. But what this show is about and what I hope you've learned through this show is it also takes faith and it takes a lot of prayer. And through that hard work, through that prayer, through that patience, the things on your bucket list one by one can be knocked off. You can begin to accomplish some of the dreams, some of the goals. I hope you have goals. If you haven't set goals, you need to set some goals. but you'll see some of your goals come to fruition. You'll see some of your dreams come to life. And that's really what this show has been about. I've made tons of mistakes on this show. In fact, I would tell you, if you were to ask me honestly, it's not been the greatest of shows. Anybody will tell you, a lot of folks will, if you have to listen to yourself speak for a long time, not only would some say it's like watching paint dry, some people really enjoy that, but some would say it's like Chinese water torture. I mean, it can be rough. On a lot of folks. So one thing this show has taught me, I'm a lot better with someone than I am by myself as far as a sports show format goes. And so I've got some really exciting news I will break out here shortly. But before I do, let's give you a little history, a little timeline here. In May of 2013, the Lord led me to start writing some articles, some sport articles. It was another kind of life dream. You know, they say to reinvent yourself every 10 years. Well, I guess it happened for me to be like every 2 years now. But I did exactly that, you know. And I started writing articles for a man by the name of Aaron Garcia. I've never met Aaron. I think he may live in Arizona. I'm not sure exactly where he lives. But he allowed me to write for him on a website called allsportstalk.net. And I was very grateful for that. It wasn't much pay, but I wasn't doing it for the pay. I was going in faith. I was doing it for fun. And he allowed me to write a good many articles, and he put it on his website. You can still look them up today. They're still there. And I did. I enjoyed sports writing. I learned how hard it was as well. It's a lot that goes into it with the research and then making sure every word is exactly the way you want it to be said and come out on paper. And so a lot of the sports works, the show, the radio, the work, the writing, even TV for those folks who are into that, play-by-play announcing, it looks easy, it looks fun. It is fun, but it's not as easy as it looks. So that was a good opportunity for me. I ended up writing for Aaron quite a while, I'd say over a year. And then I came to my next venture. And in April 2014, I made a hookup with a guy by the name of Reverend Thurman Kearney, an African-American minister, based his show, and you can still find it on Blog Talk Radio, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And Reverend Thurman Kearney was super good to me. I had a co-host then by the name of Jeffrey Wilson. I want to thank Jeffrey. But I was able to, through that show, find out a little bit more about myself. And that was the very beginning. And see, this is part of the grind. You might can hear the dog behind me barking. That's part of the grind. You might not know, but tonight I'm coming to you live at 11 because can't get a primetime spot on even Blog Talk Radio. These are the things you have to do as you work your way up through the media and through whatever goals or lives or dreams that you might have. But Jeffrey and I, we only had two shows with Rev, but they were good shows. I didn't know really what I was getting into at that time. But all I knew was Reverend Thurland Kearney had 20 years of media experience, and he was willing to take a risk on us two boys. And we only gave him two shows. I ended up having to make a major transition that year, and that same month, actually, moving from North Carolina back to my home in Athens, Georgia. And that was a big transition, and I wasn't able to give the Rev everything I would have liked to give him on that show and to help his network. But also can thank a lady in Franklinton, North Carolina, by the name of Kimmery Mashinga, who gave Jeffrey and I an opportunity to just kind of try something out real quick. Even though we had to pay her to do it, it wasn't a big amount of cash, but she allowed us to come in her cafe called Freedom to Shine Cafe, and we were able to speak to a packed house that night and do what we wanted to do live, and that was pretty cool. Instead of doing it in radio and where you got people listening to you on the waves, you're able to see people as you do your show. So that was something different. That was something that I didn't really see a lot of sports shows on TV at that time doing. But it was good. I enjoyed it, and I've started to see that actually more. One thing that I've noticed here recently, when you look at the sports shows out there, and there's tons of them now, it's become quite popular, especially over the last few years. But a lot of these sports show hosts are in the middle of their negotiations. I know Colin Cowherd, he's been with ESPN. He's actually my favorite. He's leaving after 10 years. And he's going to Fox Sports 1. I know Keith Olbermann has his own show on ESPN, another big dog. He's leaving. And so is Bill Simmons. So they got three big guys right there on ESPN. Simmons is moving on to HBO. But, you know, that's just the nature of the game. And so it's kind of funny that while they've been in negotiations, I have too in some ways. I am going to be moving along with a partner by the name of Keith Tomlin. We are going to be moving to an AM radio station based in Commerce, Georgia. It's 1270 AM, and we hope to begin on Labor Day. So that day, hopefully, you're resting, you're home, you're maybe in bed at that time, because we're going to be coming at you on a morning slot from 7:30 to 8. But just think of it like this, while you're sleeping, or while you're resting, we're working. So we will be excited that day. It won't be a holiday for us. At this time, we're out seeking sponsors. And, you know, again, it's not going to be a whole lot of money, but it'll be more than what I've been getting as far as doing this type of work. And who knows, later on it could lead to something farther. But this show, as well as the next one to come, has never really been about myself or what I could get out of this. It's a higher calling, but it's too. I hope that you can see and gain some inspiration from that you don't give up on the dreams that you have, that you will continue to work toward whatever goals you might have in this life. Before I end up tonight, I would like also to thank Blog Talk Radio. You know, in August of 2014, I launched the AD Sports Show, and this show has gone on and off for about an entire year. And in that time, there's been weeks that I've gone without the show. It was pretty steady up until Christmas in the year 2014. But beginning in 2015, it's been really sporadic, even though we've had shows here and there. And I'd also like to thank Lungsy Jun for the music that was contributed to the show that I was able to play free of charge. You can look Lungsy up, and it's got 96,000 views already. So if you're looking for music, I would encourage you to look Lungsy Jun up. That's LungsyJun. And you'll be able to find that in WordPress, and you get music free of charge if you want to do a show. But Blog Talk was a good avenue for me to continue to work on my skills, continue to learn about the game, so to speak, how to do a show. And I want to give away the show details to come, but it's going to be an awesome quality show. You will not want to miss it if you're in this region, in the Athens, Georgia region area. We'll broadcast all the way up to Anderson, South Carolina. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous show. And like I said, I don't want to give away all the details right now. But be in prayer about this new opportunity for me. And I see something great. I see a huge light. And I'm going to walk in that light. And as far as the last person I would like to thank on this show is you. Is you have inspired me. You've encouraged me. You have given me 70 likes on my Facebook page, the AD Sports Show. That's meant a lot to me because, as I said, I don't see the show as anything too great. But this next one's going to be. This next one's going to be all that in a bag of chips, as they used to say back in the old school days. My partner is more like Stephen A. Smith. If you watch ESPN, you know who I'm talking about. I'm more like Colin Cowherd, I guess you'd say. And so we're going to put those two together. Sometimes we'll clash. Sometimes we won't. But it's going to be very entertaining. So I will leave you with that. Again, thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for liking me on the Facebook page. And thank you for your prayers. You guys have a good one.